Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew.
Hello, it is a Wednesday here in New York City. We're coming to you live from the Gas Digital Studios, and it's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, and you're tuned in to the Morning Zoo on the Gas Digital Network. I'm joined by two wonderful young men, very funny, very talented, very kind, from his wonderful show, Panties in the Mouth. It is our great friend, Lamar Lee. How you doing, man?
I'm good, dude. How are you, Zach Banger, of an intro song, I gotta say.
Thank you. That is by my good friend, John Brennan and the Big Feet.
Yeah.
Look them up. They do a lot of cool soundtrack stuff. And next to him, from his special on YouTube, it is Mike Ciccoli. How you doing, dude?
I'm great, man. I'm excited. Every time I wake up and I come here, when I know I'm coming here, that song plays in my head the whole drive over.
It plays in my head all day, every day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
To the point, but I walk around the house going, wake up, it's time to go, Zach Amico's mom's a hoe. And I walk around the house doing it all day. I cannot stop. I've caught my wife singing it in the morning.
It's contagious, man. It's so catchy.
Yeah, no, that was my friend John, and I was like, I want it to sound like the America's Funniest Home Video song.
Yeah.
And well, he nailed it.
The sax solo goes crazy.
We got that sax solo online for $70.
Dude, now it's yours.
No, we bought it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it was, I can't remember the name of the site, but basically, like, you put in a request and somebody just makes it and sends it to you.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome,
and then man, you man. Own it.
Yeah.
I paid $70 for it, I think, and somebody just, and they sent him, like, you know, this is what we want it to kind of sound like. The guy fucking nailed it.
It's great.
You got to get your sax solo. You got to get it just as a drop, just a solo. Yeah.
We do have new drops, so I'm very...
You want to suck it and make me feel better? Mm-mm, no, I fucking don't. I ain't going to be doing that shit. I'll watch you stuff your face with ice cream, but I ain't fucking you. You not doing shit.
Oh, man. That's pretty
bad. Oh, they're so funny. That's isolated drops.
You ain't doing shit.
You ever see that girl rap battle, the white chick?
Yeah.
You freaking do that chick?
Yeah.
Oh. That sounds just like her.
For people that didn't listen, we had Josie on and she brought in old Snapchats of her being very performative and code switching and...
You don't even understand me right now. I'm so motherfucking pissed.
The fucking Josie Saunders over here.
Yeah, did she tell you she was like basically like doing black comedy in Baltimore and D.C. for a while?
Those more only, or less.
Yeah, those are the only guys that put her up.
Oh, look, he's making him suck his own dick.
Do fucking something. Do something.
I like that one.
Do fucking something.
That one's getting
You're
me hard.
You not doing shit.
Do something. Shut up, man. Shut up.
Oh, my God. She is literally, that is one step between screaming at a police officer's face, I didn't do nothing. 85 times.
I didn't do nothing.
I didn't do nothing. Hold on, let me call my mom. Why when black girls get arrested, they just call the next oldest woman in their family?
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah. How is that going to help?
Yeah. She was the last bitch who was arrested, so she's like, what do I do?
They always put their mom on speakerphone at arrest.
Yeah.
Like the moms would be like, hey, stop it. Put her away.
It's their gold card.
Yeah.
Let's get plugs out of the way. Lamar, what do you want people to check out, buddy?
Yes, check out me, LamarLee.fun. That's my website. I'm going to be doing a bunch of shows soon over the next couple months. Philly, Texas. I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth. Please check out my website, LamarLee.fun. Panties in the Mouth, the Tenacious Lee Brothers podcast, and also Lamar Try Stuff. It's where I just try stuff on YouTube.
Fantastic. Mr. Ciccoli?
You can find me on Instagram at TheMikeSicoli, and I have a link to my my dates in my bio.
Fantastic. Instagram Zach is not funny. You can find me next week at the Gathering of the Juggalos. And then if you love this show, head on over to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You save a little bit of money. Get your shows ad-free and uncensored. You get the live chat as well as the archives. And you get our Friday bonus episode. And hey, if you're listening live, the countdown is upon us. August the 25th, my first ever half an hour special drops. So please, it'll be uncensored on Gas Digital, or you can watch it free online. But I would love for you to see the uncensored version, because there's a lot of empty audio in the censored one. So, and I would love to know you, if you know the words I chose. And thank you so much for tuning in to the program.
Wait, I got to let the people know, he's not reading that. That's off the dome.
Yeah, I mean, I did it three times a week, every week for a year.
Dude, still, bro. It's crazy. You didn't fuck up once.
Janet seen me do ad reads without looking at the TV.
Yeah, like, yo, Kratom.
Yeah. Yeah, man. They just stick in you. I'll annoy my wife sometimes to start doing ads in the middle of the night. I'll see how many ads I remember verbatim. All right, guys, we'll start with this. Big McDonald's news. I don't know about it yet, so it hasn't come across my algorithm. Apparently, McDonald's fans are rejoicing in the return of a mouth-watering favorite after a five-year hiatus. I don't know what it is. Shannon?
It's McRib.
Nope. You want to make more guesses? Or don't
really? No, McRib's seasonal.
Yeah, McRib is seasonal.
McRib's November, I believe.
It's not the Big Arch. The Big Arch is, that was last year.
I know the Snack Wrap's back.
The Snack Wrap. I love a Snack Wrap.
You know what? It's not...
It's not back?
It is, but it's not what it was.
It's not what it was, dude. Yeah.
It used to be two Snack Wraps was like...
That was enough.
That was food.
Yeah.
Now, like, a Snack Wrap is almost like a chicken finger in a tortilla.
Yeah. It's literally a chicken finger in a tortilla.
And it used to be like a big, like...
Crispy one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, chopped up.
Yeah.
It was like when they brought back... the Popeye's chicken sandwich, and you're like, I can't, it's something different. It's not the same. They're not using as good chicken.
Did you do the Double Down when it was out?
No, I was, that was my limit. I couldn't, I was afraid.
You were afraid of reaching Maximum Black?
Yeah.
Well, I went there for you.
Yeah, how was it?
Dude, it was great. Yeah. It was so fucking good, because it was so... It was greasy. It had sauce and cheese and no way to hold it.
Is it the Grimace Shake?
What?
The Grimace Shake.
Oh, it could be. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
And then, because I know Taco Bell's, I want to say it's a nostalgia thing, because Taco Bell's bringing back the caramel empanada.
Yeah.
And a couple other old school things. Yeah. So, maybe it's that. I mean, I was thinking maybe Szechuan sauce.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Since, Rick and Morty forced them.
Is the McCrispy still around?
Yeah, they just did something with that. I think there's a bacon one now.
Yeah.
I'm a McDonald's breakfast
it's so
boy.
Funny. We got all the McDonald's updates. It's like, I didn't see this one yet.
Yeah, hold on. This hasn't come across my desk yet. It might not have gotten approval.
It's still in R&D.
Yeah, we're still workshopping that in Thailand, make sure it doesn't kill anybody. All right, Shannon, tell us what it is.
It is the spicy McNuggets and the marble hot sauce.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm actually happy about that.
That's a good choice.
McNuggets, what?
I haven't been enjoying, I feel like McNuggets have been a little dry lately.
Same, yeah.
A little chewy, not getting the crisp I want out of them. Mm.
I get more satisfaction from a McChicken.
Yeah.
It's like a big-ass chicken nugget.
I did a McFish the other day.
I love the... What are they?
Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah,
I love those so much.
I hate it.
Yeah. No, they're great. I love
them. Why don't they call it the McFish?
I don't know. Filet-O-Fish is probably sounds a little better.
Yeah, McFish.
McFish. Yeah. all right. I don't think that's not bad. And then is it a dipping sauce it comes mixed up with them?
Yes, it's a dipping sauce. They're also spicy. And then there's also a bunch of drinks that they're dropping this month.
Sure, let's see it.
Do they have a trailer? Yeah.
Yeah, what's dropping this month?
Yeah.
Okay, caramel apple pie drinks.
Let's go.
Dirty dog. The dirty sodas haven't really gotten me.
Yeah, no, not me. I had one before, and I'm not a fan. That's just kid shit.
They don't have fucking Fanta? Or is it different?
No, it's just
it's a Fanta cream soda. Oh,
yeah. But it's like a, I bet the orange stream is, they probably just did the dirty thing.
Yeah, it's a dirty soda. Yeah, it's dirty a dirty orange, yeah.
It's a, you know?
The caramel apple appeals to me.
Yeah.
Come and fall, that's good.
Do they have fucking cold foam on them? It looks like they have like a cold foam
on that's the cream.
Oh, so they do like layer cream on there.
Yeah.
All right. Shannon, can you bring up the after credits so we can see which guy is going to be here next time? It's a McRib after credits.
Yeah, it's a McRib with an eye patch. Yeah. We're going to need you to join the McNugget initiative.
That cream's just a broken ice cream machine leaking. They just hold the soda over it.
I saw a recipe for something, a two ingredient recipe on Instagram, and I immediately got it. The ingredients to have it because I'm a pig and I needed it.
What was it?
An Italian Arnold Palmer.
Okay.
And it was a glass of iced tea with two big scoops of lemon Italian ice mixed in.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Buddy,
it's that root beer float.
Buddy, because I had done it recently with Sprite Zero to make a little late night treat.
Yeah.
And it was very refreshing and very nice. But I'll tell you, the iced tea, really. Well, the both are really good.
Yeah.
But this really hit the spot. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You think Arnold Palmer himself knows about this?
I don't know. Is he alive?
I think he's alive.
Yeah, I think he's still kicking.
I don't think he's alive, no.
No?
Oh. No, because he had a whole lawsuit with Liquid Death over a flavor.
And then he died.
A state that,
Yeah.
And now the flavor is called Dead Billionaire.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wow.
That's so funny.
Thank you. I don't know about you, how you guys feel. And to me, an Arnold Palmer is the best of the... When it's screaming cold...
Yeah.
Probably my favorite non-alcoholic beverage.
It's one of those best. It's the best. One of the best when the summer times and the weather's hot drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a blue Gatorade.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I did a blue drink at Stewart's the other day, and it was disappointing.
Yeah.
Really?
I should have got an iced tea or a lemonade.
Yeah.
Anything with those, like, Moaning syrups.
Okay.
It's fucking gross, I think.
Moaning? What do you mean?
Yeah, like every... cafe, anywhere you get like coffees or anything, any flavor they use.
Yeah, that
gross syrupy shit. Like, I want the real extract.
Yeah. I don't like when the stuff people put in my drinks is liquid. I like it as a powder, and they're like, stir it up, bro.
Yeah.
You know, mix it up. Give me some juice.
You taste it more when it's a powder, I think.
Was it Naeem that said, who was on the show and said that they had a family member who gave themselves diabetes off of Turkey Hill peach tea in one time? It was like their sister or somebody.
Was it me?
I was going to ask if it was you, and then I realized I had to narrow down my blacks.
No, it wasn't me. I do like Turkey Hill, though. Turkey Hill's, I was at my grandma's house a bit ago, and she lives near Turkey Hill. I got like 3 iced teas. They're the best iced teas. They don't have them in Texas.
And my friend, some guy was on the show, and he said in the course of a summer, because she kept sending her daughter to the store for half, it might have been Temple, for half gallons of peach iced tea, and didn't drink water for the entire summer.
Oh, man.
And like really fucked herself up.
Oh, yeah.
That also is drinking syrup.
Yeah.
Like a Turkey Hill lemonade or a Turkey Hill iced tea is a thick beverage.
But it's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. 60 grams of sugar in one of those little things. Yeah.
I love it, dude. I used to, for school, before I go to school, I'd always get I get two of them because Wawa, they're like two for like $2.50. Just drink them, 2 fruit punches, just chug them in the morning, run around school.
Were you 2 quarts low?
Yeah.
Hold on. Lord's balance is off.
Yeah, just fucking wobbling.
We never had soda in my house growing up.
We only had Diet Coke.
Yeah?
You look like you never had soda.
We only had Diet Coke in my house growing up.
Diet Coke? Yeah. We had like iced tea and water.
My grandma's house was that iced tea or... water, and it was a jug of iced tea.
Me and my brother, same. we would walk around and get plastic bottles in Michigan because you could like take them in for 10 cents, and we just buy 2 liters of Faygo. Like, just start the process over again.
That Faygo flavor. I'm very opinionated about this. As a representative of,
of the Faygo?
Of the Insane Clowns.
Well, I've never had it.
And their posse.
It
tastes like what it costs.
Yeah. Yeah, it tastes like whatever turned Raphael into that monster.
It's one of those. It's the kind of soda where, like, if you're in a shithole, you can still get 25 or 50 cent cans.
Oh, wow.
Now,
should be $2. Sometimes they're $3.50.
These are like rare flavors.
Yeah, these are more. These are the newer ones.
The Bubble Pop. That's old school.
Yes.
I like that. Well, Hana, that's pretty good. But I'm actually Faygo cream soda guy.
Okay. Excellent choice. Soda. So let's start at the top. Daddy's going to take care of you.
Faygo sounds like an Italian slur for gays.
Yeah.
Get a load of this Faygo over here.
Green apple is one of my favorite synthetic flavors.
Yeah.
Big fan. Cotton candy, really good. Really hard to drink a whole.
Cotton candy.
One of it. That is more for, like, hey, let's all try some of this.
Yeah. It's soda? Yeah.
Yes, it's cotton candy soda.
I've never even seen it before. The bottles are cool.
They are nice bottles.
So now we have Faygo Fireworks. Now is where we're talking big money. Because Fireworks is bomb pop flavor.
Yeah.
And that is a summer treat.
Yeah. Of course,
Bring it down.
Okay.
Now we have
Fruit Punch, that was me.
Yeah.
I was getting those with my brother when we were kids.
Now, these are all the new Zero Sugars.
And the Rock and Rye.
Cream Pop. So Rock and Rye is my personal favorite.
Yeah.
Rock and Rye is a dark cream soda with a hint of black cherry.
Yeah.
Ooh. Dude,
I forgot about Rock and Rye until I just saw it right now, and I do remember drinking that all the time, being like, God damn, how'd they come with this?
Yeah, Rock and Rye, I believe, is the best of all possible outcomes. But keep it moving.
That sounds like a bougie flavor for like a
pineapple orange, pretty good. Blue raspberry, whatever, don't care. Blue.
Ginger ale is nice.
Ginger ale.
It's classic.
Tonic, have it.
Twist.
No. Twist is just their 7-Up.
Yeah. What's Ohana?
Is the same brand, just juice, not soda.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right,
but it tastes like Hawaiian Punch.
And this is a Juggalo thing.
Not officially. They have no sponsorship or affiliation.
Okay.
Due to Faygo refusing.
I'll
break it down. These are all newer ones. Yeah, it's ginger ale grape. That's the regular cotton candy.
How's their club soda? Is it good fight?
It's just, it's fine.
Yeah.
Great cream, great root
beer. Dr. Faygo.
The caramel apple, very good with a fireball.
Really?
Wow.
Because now you have a cinnamon candy apple.
Nice.
60/40 is like a Sierra Mist. Black cherry, very good.
Man, dude.
These are all horrible for you. Like, these are all horrendous for you.
Yeah, dude.
And that's mostly the keep it going. And these classics.
The classics.
You got peach.
Now. Pineapple.
Pineapple, very good.
Pineapple, so good. Peach.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've had most of these.
Moon Mist is what you think it
Moon
is.
Mist.
And these are just punches. Damn, iced tea, lemonade.
I want to try it.
You get some
Moon Mist Blue.
Next time you go to the
Dreamsicle, very good.
Yeah.
Dreamsicle?
It's like a creamsicle, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had that one.
That's a newer one.
Yeah.
So they at ICP shows, unless it is a venue where it is designated, you cannot. Those shows they call Dry CP. Where they throw confetti instead.
Yeah.
But they throw Faygo, and they've gotten very good at it. Like, I've seen Violent J boot a bottle across and hit the back wall of the venue.
Beast. Wow.
Because they wear batting gloves, and they'll unscrew it, then put their finger in the top and shake it, and then release and punt it.
Wow.
So it just goes, psst.
Yeah, and it hits. I've seen him hit the back row of the balcony.
Yeah, beast. That's pretty cool.
But the thing is, so they have no sponsor, but they obviously have some type of distributor deal. So they bring, like, it's pallets and pallets and pallets, and it's cooking because they don't tour in the winter anymore because they're making everybody wet and then sending out these fucking soaking wet.
Boiling Faygos.
Yeah. Well, no, they were killing. The kids would leave the venue in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soaking wet and get sick.
Oh, man.
So now they mostly do the summer. And so the bottles have been in the venue since noon.
Yeah.
Cooking. Man.
So when you open them up, they're already like when Bart shook up Homer's beer.
Yeah.
Like they're like vibrating when you open them. They throw them the whole show. And then at the end, for the VIP people, the people that bought VIP tickets, you're allowed to rush the stage on the last song. And it's called Faygo Armageddon, where you have to get rid of the rest of them.
Yeah.
And sometimes when they can't do that, they'll have the rest, like when I with them with the wrestlers, they'll let the wrestlers come on stage and do it.
Yeah.
Sounds more like a Tough Mudder than a fucking festival.
You learn quick to just go out in your underwear.
Yeah.
But they also only use Diet because it washes out easier.
Really?
Yeah. Shannon, can you YouTube ICP Faygo Armageddon?
That's a very considerate thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, here, first, before you do that, just write Faygo Break. So you can, this is what they do in between songs. And it's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have like crew that are like in different costumes the whole time.
Yeah.
And they spray the crowd down.
How much money do you think Faygo makes?
A good amount.
Compared to normal.
And those are all buckets of Faygo.
Oh my god. I took a nap before I had a dream just like this.
How did they come to Faygo? Are they from Detroit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man. Jesus.
It's so fun, dude.
Yeah, they know how to launch this shit.
Imagine being on hard drugs seeing this. Fuck.
Yes.
Man. Yeah, you know.
I could wrap my head around that.
This would freak me the fuck out, dude. I'd cry, I think.
It's fun. I mean, also, I know who's under all the masks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm thinking of all the shitheads that do it.
Yeah.
And now you show them Faygo Armageddon, which is the end, which is, it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then at a certain point, you're like, oh my God, there's more people coming. And you're like, I gotta go. Like,
yeah.
It's a panic attack.
Oh my God.
Like, I've seen ICP just halfway into the song go, nah. Just dip.
Is there a feeling?
Oh, God.
This is the stage. This is at the gathering. It's. Armageddon is a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
All the empty basements across the country.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moms missing their boys tonight.
Yeah, dude.
America collectively lost $8.50 in child support.
This does look like fun.
Yeah. There are so many empty convenience store parking lots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, if we got bombed at the gathering of the Juggalos, we wouldn't even go to war.
We would owe that money.
Yeah. Like, ah, fuck.
Smells like mildew and fruit juice.
It's everyone stuck to the floor.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Those titties?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, and fireworks?
Yeah, this is the end of the gathering.
Who's a who? And then, how long does Armageddon go for?
Until they can clear them.
Are they saying family?
Family is the thing they choose.
This is what it's all about, man.
So what, it goes until like 4 in the morning, as you say?
Oh, people just go, yeah, ape shit.
Yeah, damn.
It's to the people that don't give a shit, I apologize. It's pretty, that got me so excited for next week. They got me fucking all jacked up, dude.
Yeah.
Out in the fucking woods.
Yeah, it's going to be
sick, dude.
With a
bunch of white garbage.
Fucking outside of Branson.
Oh, it's going to be great.
People talk shit, but that is a fucking interesting thing, like they built.
Yeah, dude.
It's pretty nuts.
It's kind of nuts.
Think about it,
they
yeah.
created their own family.
Yeah.
Dude, not only that, they own their record label. Mm-hmm. They own their own record, so they own all their pressings.
Yeah.
They own their merch company and the warehouse that makes the merch.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Good for them.
So they need to make border potties.
They literally make everything. Yeah. Like, everything is like every shirt they put out, they designed, or, you know, they had their, it's all in house.
Yeah.
That's sick.
They
that.
Each have like a full recording studio at their house. And yeah, everything, they don't have to deal with anyone but them.
I can't name a song.
No, they're cool.
Okay.
No, yeah. They're super cool. They travel in like two RVs usually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably after a while, you're probably like, we can afford it. Let's fucking get away.
Well, one has kids that are in their 20s.
Family.
And they're, yes. And his son works on the stage crew.
Mm-hmm.
He actually helps design the sets.
Yeah.
That's cool. And the other one has younger kids.
Yeah.
Like, and they tour with him in the summer.
Yeah.
And they basically treat it like a family vacation. Like, yeah.
That's cool.
Like, you'll see them, like, get to the venue, the whole family.
Yeah.
Gets out, showers, then he takes the kids out for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are back in bed by the time the concert starts.
It's nice.
I just watched them fighting with Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
That was awesome. What an awesome
back and believe
and forth.
They were correct. She does owe them money for how many records they sold.
yeah, that's true.
But you forget. I'm very interested. I think there is a movie in the early Sharon Ozzy years. Because I don't know if you know, Sharon's dad was Ozzy's manager.
Mm. I didn't know that.
And he was like a straight up Jew gangster.
Yeah.
Like
her dad?
Yeah, like, but I think like
Epstein style.
No, like Jew mafia. Like that's not like a secret cabal.
Yeah, okay,
like back when, cuz there used to be Jewish mafias.
Yeah, yeah, like Hillary Clinton's dad.
and her dad was like a gangster and she stole Ozzy from him and supposedly he put a hit on her.
Whoa, really? I've never heard
Wait, her dad put a hit on Ozzy?
On Sharon.
Oh, what?
For stealing out his number one artist.
That's crazy.
Damn.
That's a movie, dude.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say a movie about how Insane Clown Posse started, and I was like, that would be pretty fucking sick.
No, that's just a bunch of white guys who tried to rap and got their asses kicked by a bunch of black guys in Detroit, so they're like, let's be clowns instead.
If you could cast them, who would you pick to play them in a movie?
I don't know. They're so uniquely them.
Yeah.
Island boys would be crazy. If Jonah Hill still had the weight.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be fat again.
Yeah.
He always gets fat again.
Yeah, and then, I don't know. I would love, if it had been a young, if we could go back in time, it would be the cast of Swingers.
Okay, I could see that.
John Favreau and Vince Vaughn.
I could see that. They should make Swingers with Juggalos instead.
Yeah, that
like
would
hanging
be
out at like 7-Eleven and shit instead of diners. That would be cool.
Dude, you should the one that was last year. There was one gas station across the street from where the thing was,
mm-hmm.
and they just must. It must be like the Wizard of Oz came to like, what the fuck? It's got to be 3 days of chaos.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, those
people walking in and be like, you need an onboard boat motor? anything that they could. Dude, there was a picture, my buddy Igor, I think, took it.
Igor.
He does he has a website called Driven by Boredom. And there was a kid who hitchhiked his way to the gathering carrying, what is it, a catalytic converter, so that he was convinced he could sell it for a bus ticket back. So he carried it all the way there, and that was his, like, instead of bringing money.
Yeah, I bet you he sold it, though. I mean, those things are like $1,000.
It's like the one package Tom Hanks doesn't open in Castaway. He's like, I gotta make it back and deliver this last one.
People never talk about what was in there either.
Yeah. That's true.
That's a heavy carrier, catalytic converter.
Oh, the thing was huge.
Yeah. It's not like, yeah.
The thing was fucking monstrous.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at another thing real quick. Woman with Down syndrome banned from flying alone as airline defends decision.
Mm.
I mean, I think this sounds above board if she can't.
Yeah.
If it's an issue. So let's hear it, Shannon.
So, I feel like it might be better to hear from them, so I'm going to play them discussing it in this article.
Living with Down syndrome, 52-year-old Jennifer Jasper says she has traveled solo before.
I can fly by myself.
Jennifer looked forward to a yearly birthday trip to North Carolina and a stay with her dad and cousins. So July 23rd, her mother, Cindy Garrett, took Jennifer to Ebley Airfield for an early morning flight. Cindy says her daughter has flown by herself dozens of times, but when she brought her here to the American counter to check in for a recent flight, she says Jennifer was asked a question that caught both of them off guard.
2 plus 2. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I was trying to not. So, I'm really sorry. This poor woman. Obviously, this is very sad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
There's nothing wrong, and it is mean to laugh at special needs people. It's because of the seriousness of it and how sad it is, and because we are all emotionally destroyed people.
Yeah.
That instead of being sad and going, oh, what a horrible, like, her poor family, I hope, you know.
She can
then
fly.
We have to, yeah.
She's fine.
She fly by herself.
Yeah.
My whole algorithm on Instagram is Down syndrome people, and there are some of them on there that you're like, you know who Clayton is?
Yeah, I love Clayton.
Chicken burger. That guy. Yeah. I could see him like maybe not being able to fly with his, unless he's with his brother.
Yeah.
But she looks like she can fly. Like, it depends how bad you got it.
Yeah, I got a couple of real fun autistic guys on my. Have you seen the kid that goes better?
No.
Yeah.
It's him and his brother.
Yeah, white guy with the mustache.
Yeah.
He can name any date.
Yeah, he can. Yeah. If you give him a date, he can tell you what day of the week it was.
I did see
throughout
this.
History, but he'll do things like, "Hey, I'm going to take my brother to buy a video game by himself for the first time." Or,
yeah.
You know, order at the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, they got to practice, but yeah. He does it.
Yeah.
And the kid's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
He's having a blast.
Yeah.
If she's 52, she's well-practiced.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been around.
Yeah. They asked her, have you ever joined the Mile High Club? And her answer may surprise you.
She's like, I fly by myself all the time. She just says it again.
She just opens all the wings.
Oh man, yeah, dude. You ever see Marley, Sean and Marley, the Down syndrome dudes who cook?
Oh yeah,
oh they're
yeah.
great, man.
Yeah,
I sometimes sit there and watch them and cry. Sometimes
I can't watch it. It's too funny. One time I watched one of them just stick his hand in the pan, like after it'd been cooking for a while, and just flip like chicken. And I was like, that's a superpower.
Oh, yeah, they don't turn that shit on when they're cooking. That shit is off, and then they cut, and someone else like cooks a little bit, and they're like, all right.
That... bring back in.
Yeah, that is off. They have stunt cooks on the other shows.
All right, well, let's keep watching. Forgive our being jerks.
Guard. Whether she could get herself out of a building by herself. And she said, I don't know, because to her, you know, she didn't know how to answer that.
Cindy says a supervisor got involved in the assessment, and
that's
they denied Jennifer
question.
A boarding pass, so she reacted.
Started crying at the airport.
An American Airport spokesperson sent me a statement that in part says, to support those who need special assistance, customers who are unable to follow safety instructions during their journey.
No.
I feel bad for
I can just tell you the rest. You don't have to watch the rest of this whole thing. So basically, this woman says that she takes this trip. This is her annual birthday trip to go visit her dad. And she's never had an issue before. But this time, since they asked her that question, can you get yourself safely out of a building? She wasn't sure how to answer that. And then that's when they
so they pulled a fast one on her.
They pulled a fast one on her, dude. Yeah.
But
I wouldn't know how to answer that. I'd be like, where am I?
You'd be like, I just made it through fucking security. So yeah, I could get out.
Have you ever been to LaGuardia? It's confusing.
I'd be like, I just made it through security. What are you, retarded? Let me on the fucking plane.
Hey, to be honest, the best test of can you fly is can you get to the plane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a fucking bunch of complicated. You got to get through 3 different things. You got to do your bag. You got to get a label. You got to find your gate.
You got to get molested a little bit.
Yeah.
Dude, if I haven't flown in a while, sometimes I'm like, fuck, I hope I could do it. Like, I hope I can make it to the plane and make it through security.
Yeah, you got to walk by like every tasty thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about it. Yeah. She's not falling asleep in the massage chair.
Nope.
You know, she's making it past the big fountain.
She's not getting too drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not stopping off at the bar.
Yeah.
She's not getting lost at a fucking Fridays.
She's going to be all right.
She's better than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of all the delicious fast food she has to walk by.
Yeah, it's
and
hard.
Make it.
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell whether or not, because like if Clayton walked in, I'd be like, Clayton, can you be here without your brother? Like, there's no way.
And he would say chicken burger.
He would say chicken burger. I'd be like, fuck it, get on, dude. I love you. I watch you all the time.
Get on his fucking
fly
plane.
It. Fuck it. Yeah. Go in the cockpit.
Get this fucking guy, a beer and let him fly the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck. Get this guy a chicken burger, please.
Hey, Tuts. You smack a fly the head on the ass.
Yeah.
Hey, Tuts, my friend here needs a chicken burger.
Start smoking a cigarette. He's fine. He's good.
Whatever.
He's good. Yeah. Some of them
won't smoke the whole thing.
I feel a little too late.
I feel like some of them are faking it. Sometimes, and I can't tell. I don't know if it's AI or they're just. I just feel like.
Are you talking about the hot retarded girls now?
Yeah.
Those are. I think a lot of those are filters.
Yeah. I don't get it. It makes me mad.
My uncle is special, and I didn't know he was special until I was like 10. Oh. He's got like really bad epilepsy, and he's had like a bunch of brain surgeries. So.
That's not special. That's like medical.
Yeah. But it can lead to
he's definitely
developmental disability.
Yeah, like if you were talking to him, you'd be like, oh shit, like he's got something.
Yeah.
But I used to hang out with him all the time, and I never realized until I got older, because I was like, oh, he's like my uncle, like he's not whatever. Yeah. And my friends started like telling me, they're like, yeah, what's up with your uncle? I'm like, what?
What are you talking
They're
about?
Like, have you met him? Like, what's going on?
It's fucking but, cool.
I always thought he was mad cool. He used to show me tits all the time.
Oh, yeah, cause he was, yeah, that was what was on his mind.
Yeah, he would be like, you got to look at this. It's so funny. And then I'd go up to his room. This isn't a scary story. This is a normal story. I'd go up to his room, or maybe not. You guys will tell me. He would show me like this European prank show where these women would just be like walking around with their titties out. And he'd be like, look, their tits out. And we'd just be laughing at it and never thought it was weird. And one day I was like, you got to show my dad. And he's like, all right. So my dad came up. He's like, Mike, you can't fucking show him this. You can't show him any of this.
How old were you? You know?
I was young. I was like 7.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's a little young. And it was an average playing, a level playing field problem.
Yeah, exactly. He was pretty much 7. Yeah.
I had a friend growing up whose cousin was something.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't admit, like, he was just like, nah, he's just, you know, that's him. And I'm like, nah, I'm pretty sure he's. And there's, no, he likes to look at wolves all day.
Like, his arm's just like that.
Yeah, he's just, there's nothing wrong with him, dude.
He likes to look at wolves.
He just looks at, wolves.
Wolves, okay.
He likes just look at pictures of wolves all day, dude. That's cool.
Yeah.
He's a dude who likes wolves.
Mm. Ain't nothing wrong with wolves. You know you got to keep them in a pack.
Yeah. All right, Chad, tell us the rest.
So they didn't just say, they didn't flat out say, you can't fly. They offered, so once that happened, American Airlines says that if a person is unable to follow safety instructions during a flight, that they are required to travel with a safety assistant. So they offered her a safety assistant. The mom got involved. But if she got the safety assistant, she wouldn't be able to keep her seat, and it was first class, and they didn't want her to not be in first class, so they canceled the flight.
Whoa.
Just took a turn.
Whoa.
This just took a turn.
I mean, that is fair, though. She's been taking this flight a year. Like, every year.
I mean, still, a little bougie. No, but.
It's one flight a year, dude. One flight a year, you can go first class, you know?
Listen, I'm not arguing that she doesn't deserve her miles, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before I'd make it a news story, I'd be like, fuck it, I'll take fucking, you know, the regular once, and then this won't happen again. This has never happened before. I would immediately be
this
like, call
the
fucking
news. This is
really
a story that is special needs woman denied first class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what it
that
is.
That is it.
And as I say that, yes, it does sound like literally the concept of a second class citizen.
Yeah.
Yes, you're too retarded for first class.
Dude, I was talking to my friend Dorian about this last night because we were watching Baywatch. It was on the TV at the bar we were at, and I was like, and it was like a midget episode. It was like a bunch of midgets. It was Christmas episode, and I was like, dude, you realize they don't put midgets on TV or like people with like actually like crippling diseases anymore? Like, I think we don't really have as much empathy for them as we used to, and it's not because like we think less of them. I think everyone's just like, it was making people more empathetic because they could see something else. They're like, oh shit, things could be bad. You know, like, it can teach you how to talk to a Down syndrome person and you're not like being like, oh, you're retarded or whatever. You know what I mean? Like a
Peter Dinklage kind of ruined it for midgets a little bit.
Yeah. I got a couple buds in my life, that do not care for the dink.
We call him the dink dude. Yeah, he hates the dink.
He's a Jersey boy too.
Yeah, dink. He doesn't care. I got a couple friends who do not care for the dink.
Yeah, well, he came out and he said like you shouldn't only hire dwarves for you know. Munchkins and you know the Seven Dwarves and all that because you know
why not
exactly.
Meanwhile, there is a shitload of them that have all the costumes already.
Yeah,
because they go, yo, December, I clean up. Shut up.
Yeah, he's taking money out of their mouths. He's taking money out of their pockets.
Yeah, you're taking candy out of their pockets.
Meanwhile, he's in movies, and they don't even mention that he is one in some of the movies. He was a bank. I used to do a bit about it where you'd watch him in a movie, and like they wouldn't mention it at all in the movie sometimes.
Well,
it's crazy.
Because and you know what's funny? In every movie he's in, I just assume he's rich. I'm like, he's rich. He got a babe.
He was great on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, so good. Very talented man, but... Like, there's people out there that, you know, they know, listen, I got December for this. I got that, you know, like the same way there's guys that are Santa.
Yeah.
They're gearing up. That's what he's saying. Don't hire fat guys to be Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's guys that make that's their nut for the year, dude. Same with, like, you see those MTV, I'm a little person.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking December, I'm cleaning up. Yeah. Summer, I'm getting tossed.
Yeah.
Summer, I'm wrestling.
Yeah, that's become huge. Midget wrestling, micro wrestling.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
They're
two different
brands.
Yeah. Micro wrestling is its own, like, they have multiple rosters. They have a home team and a touring team.
Dude.
That's
like
pretty
the
cool.
Globetrotters, dude.
Last year of Skankfest in Vegas.
They were at Nerd Bar.
Yeah, we went to watch it. And we were all on mushrooms. We had this one guy with us. And they had one like regular size guy who just came out and like beat people up. But he was like kind of gay. So he came out. He like sang. His intro was him singing Christina Aguilera. So then he gets in the ring and he goes like this. And then this guy goes... it was so loud. It was so funny. Nobody said anything. Everyone's like, he didn't even flinch.
Shout out to the Nerd Bar, by the way. Excellent hang.
Yeah, great hang.
Willie Mack hangs out there.
Yeah, dude. I love Willie Mack, dude.
That's my boy.
Freaking out. He rules.
He hangs out there all the time. He's the nicest.
Yeah.
That would be. I want to go see some micro wrestling.
Yeah.
That would be a fun day at the park, huh? Yeah.
That would be sick.
All right, is there any more to this, Shan? Yes, this woman should not lose her first life. She's done it a bunch before, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it does take the sting out of it when you found out.
It's first class.
Yeah. She could have flown, and it was more like.
Yeah.
It's probably like a guy who was training who didn't really know or some shit and already like just made it difficult.
Because they're like, can you get yourself out of this? What do you mean? Just fucking beep.
Yeah.
Like, you know, fucking beeper.
Yeah, maybe not an exit row.
Yeah, she knows where to go. She knows where to sit.
I'm not allowed to sit in the exit row. I'm not.
Yeah.
Really?
If you need a seatbelt extender, you're not allowed to be in the exit row.
Wow.
That's a perk.
Yeah, I have purposely bought exit row for the room, and then I fatted myself out of it.
Beast.
Yeah, and then they're like, so you can't sit here.
Wow.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Well, you're too big for the big row.
You end up sitting next to her.
Yeah. Her house again, huh?
They're like, listen, we you can't sit here, but if you want to be a guide for this lady.
Yeah, funny seeing you here.
A safety guide.
We're out of apple juice. Yeah. First class has run out of apple juice and crackers. Stat. We'll never recover from this financially. There's an apple juice shortage in American Airlines.
It's like, would you like some peanuts? Do you have any crayons? Crayons.
Peanuts, pretzels, drywall. I'm sorry to everyone. I'm sorry to everyone ever.
So I can just tell you the end of the story.
Yeah, please.
So the dad decided that he's going to take 2 weeks off of work, and he's arranging a round trip ticket for himself so that he can serve as his daughter's travel assistant to go to visit him there.
Beast. That's
but
very nice.
What Beast. He said the journey is going to cost the dad about $1,800. So what he wants is for American Airlines to pay part of it since he's serving as her travel assistant.
That's fair.
Unsure if they're agreeing to that.
That's a lot of twists and turns.
That's a fair deal,
honestly. Sounds like somebody's trying to get free flights now.
Yeah.
No, I think he's just trying to, you know, because they were just going to send some guy who's already getting paid. Why not, like, but give us just make us pay $900, you know, since I'm doing the job.
I'm not opposed to it. I just think it's a different story than the way it was sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of twists and turns in that
yeah.
story.
Yeah, we got journalized.
Surprisingly hard to follow.
Yeah, yeah.
We got journalized.
But you know what? God bless her. I wish her safe travels and a lot of happiness.
Yeah. Good luck, thick lady.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee's warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? That's why our great friends created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients like Tongkat Ali, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. Body Brain Coffee has Tongkat Ali, lion's mane, ashwagandha, L-theanine, and premium freeze-dried Colombian coffee. It's got a bold, rich taste with no fillers. Save 15% today with the code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right, here's a fun one. Lemaire, I'd love your opinion on this.
Oh, hell yeah.
WWE fan is going viral for complaining about her meet and greet with LA Knight.
Okay.
I've been told I look like him.
I don't see it.
I don't see it either. I looked him up. I was like, I don't see this.
I don't see him.
Mr. LA Knight, come to the floor. Just come to the floor because I have a bone to pick with you. Behind this very cute picture that we took yesterday at the SummerSlam photo ops came the worst 45 minutes of my life waiting with my kids for this one picture. Literally, my kids were hungry.
Drunk.
They were tired because we were at the convention center since 11 in the morning. And we still had to make it tonight to a SummerSlam. So they were on the floor. They were literally in tears because they couldn't believe they had to wait that long for Mr. LA Knight. I'm not going to excuse their behavior, but literally behind this picture, I had tears, I had whining, I had hangry kids. And yeah, Mr. LA Knight was late 45 minutes.
Late.
Louis was like, Mommy, he didn't do the LA Knight. Yeah. I'm like, Louis, I get it. He was like busy with other people. Like he had to rush too. And he was like, at least he smelled good. But yeah, LA Knight, you smell good, but please be on time next time because we got to get going here. I couldn't even run to the stadium because I have my medical boot on. So yeah, just a little complaint, but my kids love you.
She was annoying.
Hate her.
Yeah, I don't like her.
Hate every, the most, I'll let you guys stew on this. I've watched this one already. The amount of entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
That it's his fault you didn't feed your kids since 11 a.m.? My kids were hungry. Feed them. It's not his job. And 45 minutes online? You know how long I waited online for fucking pictures of people because I'm a nerd?
Yeah.
Crazy.
45 minutes really isn't that late when someone's late. Ryan Dunn, I met Ryan Dunn like years ago.
Yeah, he's late.
He was late as fuck. Yeah, he was like two.
He's still late.
Yeah. He never showed up.
And he drove fast. Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah, I was pissed he was late, dude. I fucking cut his brakes.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you can't get mad at the man for being late. Maybe he fucking had a long night, woke up late. But
maybe
he's
he was
there,
in traffic.
You know?
Maybe he got stuck doing something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Another,
45 minutes for a celebrity ain't fucking bad, dude.
No, not at all. And she said, I was late because or something about her medical boot.
Yeah,
I was like, that just
bitch, how many problems do you have?
Yeah, she's a fucking, she needs attention. She's looking for something from him. She's a wrestler. She knows how like generous they could be. She's like, what could I get by bitching and moaning and complaining?
Yeah,
and but she looked like an idiot.
Then there's a lot of haters out there, so they're like already like probably just ready to hate LA Knight or just hate on this guy.
Yeah.
But you think The Rock was on time for everything he's ever done?
No shot.
Like, that's fucking, dude, I, even people like outside of wrestling, like, I didn't do it because I fucking would have blown my brains out, but I have friends that at certain horror cons for like really famous people, it's like a 7-hour line.
No.
Like, it's a day. You go for the day to just sit on the line. Dude,
at, like, Comic-Con shit, some people don't even get photos. Like, because then, like, they'll come, they'll do 3 hours of photos, and then they'll leave for 2 hours. And then what if you, like, got to go? Like, you know?
If the person you're going to see isn't late, they're probably a fucking nerd who you don't really want to see, you know? I don't know. That's, I feel like if they're not at least 20 minutes late.
Like, if he had shown up, done 10 minutes... And when I gotta go, faggots.
Yeah, that was bad.
Left the kids crying. Yeah, but he took the picture. He did the thing. Like, give the guy a fucking break.
Yeah. He's a pro.
Is he a good guy or bad guy in wrestling? He is a good guy.
Shannon, how do you feel about that? Lady sucks, right?
Yes. I feel like a 45-minute wait for anything in entertainment is nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sucks.
Yeah, fuck. So, lady, just so you know.
Do fucking something. Do something. You're not doing shit. You don't even understand me right now. I'm so motherfucking pissed. Do something.
I don't know why that one gets me.
You're not doing shit. Do fucking something. Like, you want to suck it and make me feel better? Mm-mm, no, I fucking don't. I ain't going to be doing that shit. I'll watch you stuff your face with ice cream, but I ain't fucking you.
Thank you, Jason. All right, we'll get out of here on one or two more things. Sure. Scorned woman's divorce party puts husband's worst acts on full display.
Is it called the Your Mom's House podcast?
Poor them.
Yeah, I know. I hate it, but I love it.
Unipi, I'll fucking listen to goth music with you. I'll hang out in the dark and listen to some fucking Cure, some Joy Division. Cry it out, girl.
And Tom, I'll be your friend.
Yeah. See, you can have a mare.
You can have a black friend who loves to ride in your cars.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll hang out and listen to fucking bad 80s music with Christina.
Yeah, see?
Be sad.
They've upgraded friends now.
Yeah. Right, Shannon, tell us about it.
I can show you the video.
Thanks. Is everyone reacting to his crimes?
So, yeah, it's a list of all the worst things that he's done to her.
Oh, man.
They can't be that bad. Everyone's staying and laughing.
Yeah. She's lying. She's been through it, too.
She just said something. She.
Yeah.
Do we know what any of these were, Shannon?
She hasn't released them and said she's not going to. I think it's some sort of legal issue.
Is that Andrew Packer?
I know.
It does look like him.
You could see, you could read the one blonde chick's lips. She reads it out loud. I thought she said forced sex, but I was thinking that anyway.
Oh, get it off that guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
God damn it.
You know, when were things just private?
Yeah, what the fuck is she telling everybody for?
And like, you know, why? What's if it's a crime, it's a crime. Convict them of a crime.
Well, this is a crime. And this is revenge porn. This is a crime.
He's already your ex-husband.
Yeah.
Like, what more do you want?
They're all at your divorce party. I think they're not going to be his friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that was, a divorce party?
That was a divorce party.
Oh, I don't remember my parents having one of those.
Yeah. I don't remember my parents having one of those either.
I just remember them being separated.
Yeah. My mom got a divorce career. My dad was sober, so my mom became a bartender.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
My mom, I just remember they argued over a game of Pokemon Monopoly, and then that was the last time, that was the last time they were together. Because, we were playing Pokemon, my mom, my brother, and I were playing Pokemon Monopoly, wait for my dad, but we didn't know. So my dad came in the house, and as soon as he came into the house, my mom went. She put down the dice and just went right to him and fucking yelled.
My mom jumped through the glass front door of our house because we were late. My dad was late to drop us off at the drop-off point. Yeah. So my mom was like having an episode, and she like showed up at our house while we were at the... We were like 5 minutes late, mm-hmm. and then she decided to leave. And she was like, "Where are my kids?" And she like fucking literally jumped through the glass front door of our house and scared the shit out of my stepmother. And that was it. The cops came. It was just a really weird. I have a lot of those when I was growing up. A lot of those trashy situations.
So did she jump through, or did she just like walk through it like the Terminator?
The Terminator. Well,
I think she jumped through it. I think she jumped through it like a fucking like strong
like a John Woo movie.
Yeah. Just jumped through the glass and just stood there like all scary.
Where am I at?
I think she might have punched through it. Yeah. She might have jumped fist first, because I remember when she picked us up from school, her knuckles were all bloody.
Yeah. She had a superhero landing.
Yeah, we had a really weird I have so many stories like that where she was like she lost it for
a second.
Yeah.
I'm not to your extent, but seeing a freshly divorced mom or freshly separated mom start to navigate, like to see the wheels start turning,
yeah.
and how everyone's against them and everyone's plotting against them and the whole town's against them, yep. and trying to make allies like it's a reality TV show.
Dude, there you get main character energy almost immediately. It's dude. So scary. And it never went away. My mom's still like that. And my dad's been dead for like 15 years. And my mom's still like that. They've been divorced for 20.
Yeah.
He got out of Dodge, huh?
Yeah. He was like, fuck this. Like,
I'm going to heaven.
We were driving. So my parents separated, and my dad got an apartment on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm.
And would you know it, all of a sudden, my mom changed the route we drove home
yeah.
so that she could pass by his apartment and see the driveway. And one day, because my dad kayaked, and one day there were two kayaks on top of the truck.
Oh, man.
And they had been separated probably for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom. Beast came out, dude. Just, I remember we were coming home with ice cream, and I was just like, man, nobody's gonna enjoy this fucking ice. I was like, this is gonna be a waste of ice cream, dude. And she dropped me off at my grandma's and went back.
Oh, no.
And was sneaking around the side, I think. And my dad was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then he came home with, they were these ice pops called Froze Fruits. They were coconut and like, yeah.
Yeah.
And my dad loved them. And I guess he went to the deli and got one for him and one for the chick.
Mm.
And my mom walked in on him bringing them back. And she came back screaming, Zachary, they were eating Froze Fruits. That was me and your father's favorite. He did it to hurt me. Like he was just like he was laughing maniacally.
Yeah.
Eating a frozen fruit bar.
Yeah.
And my grandma, because I told my mom not to go. I was like, what? Don't go.
You're just gonna get hurt.
And then my grandma chased me around the house. Your father's such a good guy, yeah. Well, your mother went over to the apartment. There's a woman and he's fucking exactly. Yeah, fucking. Like right in the middle of town.
Oh, man.
Did the people know?
Yeah, dude. Fucking, it's rough.
To this day, my grandma won't look at my father. Like,
mm-hmm.
Funeral, anything. Right? She ices him.
Yeah. Those feelings don't go away.
I won't look at him in the face. And he's just like trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad's on my third stepmom, and I talk about it in my act.
Mm.
Like, I have Cuban family. I call it my Cuban grandma and grandpa, my Cuban grandpa's funeral a few years ago. Some poor woman had the unfortunate happenstance of walking into the funeral about four paces behind my dad, who came alone.
Mm. Oh, no.
And this beautiful Spanish woman comes walking in behind him. And my mother, the beast, that fucking the beast came back.
Yeah.
He goes, and who the fuck is this number four? And then that Spanish lady went to go talk to all the other Spanish people in Spain because they knew each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And I goes, how did she fucking know all of them? And I went, because she doesn't know dad. You just looked at a lady.
Blind rage.
Oh, blood, dude. Wow. It was.
That's just only, misplaced love.
At my grandma's funeral, my dad's mom, I go with my mom. My dad's second wife is there, and then he walks in with his chick. Or excuse me, he comes in with his chick. Then my dad's second wife comes in, and you could hear it, the fucking tension.
Yeah.
And God bless my Uncle Rob. From across the funeral. Hey, Paul, they're all here.
Oh, man. That's awesome. That at least breaks the tension a little bit, I'm sure.
For me.
Yeah.
I was a pig in shit.
That's like throwing a chair. Everyone was ready, man.
Yeah.
Well, that was a white funeral.
When my dad died, it was his first wife, my sister's mom, my mom, and then my stepmom. And it was all in like the same house. And like, right before, like a day before, if you were to tell me that they'd all be in the same room, I'd be like, get out. No way. They'd kill each other. They would murder each other. And then watching them kind of navigate it, like in the weeks after he died, I was like, this is tense. I'm like, someone's going to get fucking stabbed. And then it was only like a month or two before they're all fighting again and hated each other.
No, girl, yeah.
It's crazy.
That's girl brain.
Yeah, it doesn't last long. They're either going to become best friends or they're going to
They're
going to
be
in
the spite club. Yeah.
Yeah.
Girls become best friends for like 2 months. And then after that, they're like, no, I don't like the way that bitch acts.
Yeah. All right. We'll do one more thing before we get out of here. Gas station bets customers to dance for a discount.
Okay. So this is a gas station. I believe it's Saratoga County in New York. And so the owners said that people kept coming in and complaining about gas prices. And so they wanted to do something to help them. So here, I'm going to just play it for you.
This is great.
That's good stuff. Hey, let's go, bro. Sheesh.
I think this is very above board, a great advertisement and a fun advertisement for this gas station.
Yeah.
And you know what? Makes everybody's day a little more fun.
Yeah.
Gonna have a bunch of homeless people in there fucking.
This is like when they did the.
They're not saying you get a discount on fucking beer.
Yeah, that's true.
Or else you're gonna have a line down the block.
This is when they started doing the quarter on the lemon trick. You know, every other gas station is about to start doing this now.
I've seen that. That's awesome.
The quarter on the lemon where it just falls at the bodegas and they're like, come on, man.
I think completely above board. I like it. More places. And I don't care if it's a dollar off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zach, that's a great way to end the show.
What a fun thing.
Yeah.
What a fun thing. Yeah.
I suggest it. I think it's great. Yeah. I think it's free advertisement and puts a smile on everybody's face at the end of the day.
You guys should do that for Gas Digital.
Get a dollar off your subscription.
If you send a,
if you send a picture of your gaping asshole singing that song. I want to dance with somebody. Like the singing asshole in Pink Flamingos. Well, you heard it. So, guys, if you want a dollar off your subscription, send Lemaire a video of your asshole singing I Want to Dance with Somebody. You don't have to put it in blackface, but if you do, you figure that out on your own. But I would say red balls.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to my guests, Lemaire Lee and Mike Ciccoli. And we will be back on Friday's bonus episode. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew.